us that we were somehow creating crime as an issue in the Pennsylvania race. No, black voters in Philadelphia were saying it was important.
That's pretty racist of progressives to not understand what's going on.
Well, it's because they actually don't care about black people.
No, they don't. We know it.
It's clear.
Yes.
Because the big money people that are behind the progressive movement are people who never interact with any person of color that doesn't work for them.
That's exactly true.
Okay, I was going to move off on this. I think I have this clip here. Here's the other thing about these jokers. So one of the things Scarborough does is he'll talk about the people on the left being mad at them. He says, and people on the right, they're coming after us too, saying it's all this conspiracy stuff, which he's full of crap, in my opinion. All right, roll this.
Pulling their hair out, ready to jump out of windows. You had people on the right talking about how mean and angry you were. And there were others saying that you were owned, the lib, who, of course, like
talking
libertarian
about the Trump
conservative.
So you're saying she did a great job.
Lifetime Republican Elise Jordan, like, was owned by those people that said, yes, I believe the moon was made of cheese. And
like they're all conspiracy.
The tradition of news, sports, and public affairs excellence continues. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington. The following is a sports presentation of News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Notre Dame Girls High School Tournament Volleyball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR is brought to you by Deary Brothers in West Burlington and Brad Deary Honda, Reed's Landscaping and Turf, and John Korshkin State Farm Insurance. Tonight's game is also brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Corey Richards American Family Insurance, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Reinschmidt's Flooring America, the All-Star Made Right Diner, Standard of Beaverdale, Bickle Cycling and Fitness, Bob Dodd's Insurance in Danville, Crawl Insurance, the Danville State Savings Bank, John Hart, your Edward D. Jones Financial Advisor, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Now, with tonight's game, here's Casey Fleming.
Welcome inside Carl Johansson Gymnasium, Burlington High School. Class 1A, Region 8, final volleyball. The winner goes to state. The loser heads home and gets ready for basketball season. And, oh, they'll meet again in basketball season. You can count on that. These teams have gone back and forth for years. It's Notre Dame and Holy Trinity. Your number 5, Notre Dame Nikes, comes in with a 31-13 record, and they've defeated Holy Trinity twice this year. They get here by way of Downing Winfield Mount Union, 3-0 on Monday night at Notre Dame. Holy Trinity comes in ranked 11th, 28-15 on the campaign. They get here by way of Downing Waco, 2-1 Monday night. I'm sorry, 3-1 Monday night at Holy Trinity. This is a rematch of last year's state semifinal. A match that was separated by 6 points. The Nikes went on to win their second straight state championship after downing Holy Trinity last year, 26-24, 26-24, 27-25. I'm Casey Fleming, and I'm excited about some high-level high school volleyball tonight. And I'll get this out of the way early. I'm a 1989 Notre Dame grad. I know these kids. I know the parents. I know the coaches. I will not be too much of a homer, but I'll be cheering for the Nikes unless Holy Trinity advances. Then I become the biggest Crusader fan up at Coralville. And yeah, state volleyball heads to the Extreme Arena, the MediaCom Extreme Arena in Coralville, where the Iowa volleyball team now calls home. That starts next week on November 1st to the 4th. And one of these teams is advancing, and this is one of three local teams that could advance to Coralville. New London taking on number 2 Springville tonight at West Liberty. Springville comes in the definite favorite, but New London plays tremendous defense, and that always makes it difficult to beat. So New London looking to get to state as they face number 2 Springville. And in 2A volleyball, West Burlington takes on Eddyville, Lakesburg, Fremont tonight. That is at Fairfield. And, you know, West Burlington, I think, would be the favorite in that game. They have a ton of positive momentum right now. They, of course, beat Notre Dame about a week and a half ago at Notre Dame. They've got tremendous skill in Sophia Armstrong and McKenna Marlowe and Isabel Ritter. Goes right on down the line. And if they would advance the state, we'll follow them as well right here on the old mighty 1490. Hey, if you're listening on the radio and you've got friends, relatives, Nike fans afar, they can join us on the TuneIn radio app. Just Google, you know, KBUR, 1490 KBUR on the TuneIn radio app, and you can listen online. I know that I've got friends and family listening in Denver, in Dallas, and other points afar, so they'll be hugging and kissing those cell phones as they listen on TuneIn radio, and hopefully you're hugging and kissing those radios, cheering on our Nikes here in just a couple of minutes on 1490 AM and 99.3 FM. So the storyline, I could go on and on about the history between these two programs. I'm going to hit a few high points as we look at some of the big storylines and then some of the underlying storylines. I'd say probably the biggest thing of note, one of Holy Trinity's leaders, one of their absolute best players, junior Natalie Randolph, unfortunately went down with a knee injury earlier in the season. Tried to come back, hoped to come back, but ended up needing surgery, and she's on crutches on the sideline. And while they miss her, she's a rallying point for Holy Trinity as well. They would love nothing more than to down the Nikes for Natalie. And there's a little extra. Why? Well, Natalie's cousin is Gabby Geary, the first-team All-State Iowa Hawkeye recruit that leads the Nikes and is number two in the state in kills and is the go-to player for Coach Mike Davis and Notre Dame. So a couple underlying battles going on here. Uncles and aunts, cousins on each side of the team here. I saw Brad Randolph and his wife Jan down here earlier, and they're here cheering on the Crusaders, even though their daughter is unfortunately on crutches tonight. And well, Jan's sister Jeannie and her husband Brad Deary, they're cheering on Gabby. And there's again cousins, family, friends. So it's a friendly rivalry right up until 7 o'clock sharp. And then it gets pretty heated for the next hour and a half or 2.5 hours, depending on how many sets we go. But as you look at the teams head-to-head, they're extremely similar. They've played tougher competition. They've won some. They've lost some. But together, it's been Notre Dame head-to-head winning both times these two teams met up in their matches, 2-1 and 3-1 and 2-0, I believe, as we look back. The stats extremely similar. Matty Mazzina leads 1A in assists and 901 on the season. Anna Benlagi not far behind at 888. Gabby Deary second in the state in kills, averaging 4.5. Mary Kate Benlagi leads the Holy Trinity Crusaders at 3.2 kills. And then Korshkin and Myers lead each team in blocks. Their stats are very similar. Korshkin's got 75. Myers has 77. I could go right on down the line. The stats are equal. It all comes down to who execute, who makes the fewest mistakes, and who owns the net. Is what the story is going to be tonight from Carl Johansson Gymnasium as your number five. Notre Dame Nikes only had to travel across the street, Holy Trinity right up Highway 61 to face the Nikes. Both teams have tremendous crowds representing their squads. And we'll be back with the first serve in just a couple of minutes right here on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com on TuneIn Radio.
Pleasant Grove Savings Bank, we believe every house and farm in Southeast Iowa tells a story. If walls could talk, they would tell of the memories made within them. Do you have a goal of finding a new home? Every farm paints a picture. Do you see your family there? Our loan officers are available in four counties to listen to your financial goals. We want to help you have a happy ever after in the storybook of your dreams. We're Pleasant Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Ryan Schmidt Sporting America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years, Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Deary Brothers Tire Center is smashing all sales records. and Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. Why is everyone buying tires at Deary Brothers? Easy. Our price match guarantee assures you the lowest price on every tire, every time. We've even beaten Amazon and other online tire discounters with these great extras. Free one-year road hazard coverage. Free lifetime tire rotations. Free car wash and vacuum with tires or any service. Does Jeff Bezos wash your car? Hell no, but Brad Deary does. Free! Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. We say yes to more rebates than any other tire store with our exclusive GM tire rebate match and all available manufacturer rebates up to $200 on all major brands of tires. Deary Brothers Tire and Service Center. We've invested millions of dollars in special equipment and training, and we're open 6 days a week, including Saturdays till 1 p.m. Deary Brothers Tire and Service Center, Gear Avenue, West Burlington.
Welcome back to Carl Johansson Gymnasium, Burlington High School. This gym has seen some big games. Names like Jeff Williams, Pete Carlson, my man Caleb Akey, now coaching over at Mount Pleasant. I could go right on down the list of some of the tremendous basketball games I've watched in here. Leaping Leon Wilson. Oh, man. Tiny Porter, Baron Darnell. The list goes on and on. So a lot of basketball history here, and there's been some great volleyball as well. And interestingly enough, Coach Mike Davis of the Nikes has been around for some of the Burlington High School volleyball success. He spent 8 years as an assistant to the Greyhounds before coming over to Notre Dame. So more on that later. We're going to pause now for the national anthem. Students singing along there for the national anthem as we get ready to tip things off. And as I sit here and talk about Caleb Akey being at Mount Pleasant, Caleb Akey's at Burlington High School leading the Greyhounds. Had a little, I don't know, my mind gets sideways when I start to look back at 15, 20, 25, 30 years of broadcasting sports for KBUR. You know, funny story as the girls get ready to get the first serve underway here. I was going back, it seemed like a couple years ago, and Coach Randy Trine and myself were up here calling a Burlington game. And there was a little guard by the name of Joby Ashby out there that was pretty aggressive, pretty good player. Seemed like it was a couple years ago. Now he's my son-in-law. So, yeah, that was more than just a couple years ago. But a lot of great memories as a Notre Dame kid coming over here to watch the Greyhounds in all sorts of different settings. Like I said, volleyball, wrestling, basketball. The success that we've seen in this gym has been a lot of fun. But tonight, it's the Nikes and the Crusaders. The winner goes to state. The loser heads home. And we are just about ready to go. Throw out the records. Throw out the history. Forget about what happened last month. It's all about tonight. Number 5, Notre Dame. Number 11, Holy Trinity. Coach Friesmeier, Coach Davis, the fans. The stage is set, the ball is served, and here we go. An error by the Nikes off the serve right out of the gate. A little bit of nerves by Maddie Knapp there. Just bounced off her hands the wrong way. So 1-0, Holy Trinity starts out the scoring. Here comes the second serve by Holy Trinity. That now is a Holy Trinity error. little too much gas on that one from Tegan Detting, so now we're tied up one apiece. So assume both teams got their nerves out of the way on the error on the Nikes and the service error on Holy Trinity. For the Nikes, here comes Emily Stutzman. Left-handed serve up in the air over the net. Defended by the Crusaders. Here comes Ben Loggy, defended by Mazina. Parkins. Terrence Stevens. Ooh, a little dump. Looked like a double hit. Didn't call it. Here comes Ben Loggy again. A diving save by Mazina. Here comes Stevens. What a save by the Nikes. Here comes Holy Trinity. Back to Mueller. Defended by Parkins. Deary, long hit. Oh, a great save by Holy Trinity. Back and forth they go. Big hit by Presley Myers, the freshman six-foot middle hitter. Puts Holy Trinity up 2-1. Oh, yeah, you hear the Holy Trinity kids chanting she's a freshman, and oh, yeah, she is. And a stellar freshman at that. 2-1, Holy Trinity in the early going. Mueller on serve. Parkins. Mazina. Deary. Oh! Now, wait a minute. A little hesitation on the call. It was out, but they thought there was a tip. Now they reversed the call. Point to the Nikes. Tied up at two. The ball definitely ricocheted off a Crusader before it sailed out of bounds. So now we're tied up two apiece. Serving for the Nikes, Terrence Stevens, whose dad was a star here at Burlington High School in a number of sports, especially basketball. And her mom was a star in Notre Dame in a bunch of sports. We're glad she's a Nike, as he just got a big hit by Anna Ben Loggy, the sophomore. Deary couldn't handle it. Point to Holy Trinity. And Laura Mamert checks in to serve for Holy Trinity. 3-2 Crusaders here in set number one. Casey Fleming at Johansson Gymnasium, Burlington High School. Deary, back row hit, defended by Mueller. Ben Loggy pounds it down, but it's out. Friesmeier wants a reversal of call. She's not going to let this go. But they're not going to change it. 3-3 Nikes on serve is Madeline Knapp. Knapp's jump serve, defended by Mueller. Ben Loggy to box. Stevens, Mazina, Abby Korshkin's shot's blocked. Here comes Deary. Oh, got it! And again, a little hesitation by the back line judge. He started to raise the flag, then he put it down. Friesmeier, not happy, nor is the Holy Trinity faithful. 4-3, and each point is so critical, as we've seen between these two teams for many years. There's the serve, Mueller, Ben Loggy, Ben Loggy. Nice save by Stevens. Deary dives into the stands, save. Stevens gets it over, defended by Holy Trinity. Here comes Ben Loggy, pounded down, but it's blocked. Deary, oh, into the net. She's laughing. She knows it was on her. An amazing rally between two amazing teams. Here comes the sophomore, Anna Ben Loggy. Left-handed serve, defended by the Nikes. Mazina, Korshkin, pounds it down. Abby Korshkin puts Notre Dame back up 5-4. Now Deary on serve. The Nikes up one in set number one. 5-4. In the early going. Deary serve. Just scoots over the net. Mueller. Ben Loggy. To box. Defended by the Nikes. Mazina. And West gets it back over for the Nikes. Cross court. Hit by Tegan Denning. That looked like a John McEnroe cross court forehand. I know Brian Jackson, local tennis pros, listening in. And, yeah, that was a cross-court forehand that the Nikes weren't ready for. Ties things back up at five. Mazina, West, blocked, but it goes out. point to the Nike. 6-5 Notre Dame. If you expected anything other than sets that are divided by a point or two, you're going to be sadly disappointed. These are going to be highly contested sets all the way through as Messina mishit the serve wide left point to Holy Trinity. Never like to see the service errors. Each team's had one. Tied at six. Well, a lot of local dignitaries here tonight. We'll hit some of those soon. Two Quad City TV stations here. Both local newspapers. Is Aviana West hit it where they ain't. Hit it where they ain't. And she dumped it just outside the BHS center court jump circle. Point for the Nikes. 7-6. And if my man Chin was here on color commentary, he would call that a campfire. They just hit it right in between Holy Trinity, and they kind of all sat and looked and waited, and nobody hit it. Ava Parkin serve sails deep. Second service error by the Nikes. Tied back up at 7. On serve, Tegan Denning. It almost looked like he was going to be out. Messina, Stevens. Gets the kill down. 8-7 Nikes. Back and forth we go. Emily Stutzman comes in for the Nikes. Pounds it down about four times. Spins it. Left-handed serve. Defended by Benlagi. To Benlagi. To Mueller. Blocked. Parkins saves it. Now here comes Deary. Big hit! But it's saved by a diving Crusader. Stutzman, Messina, Deary, down it goes. She set it to the pin, and Gabby threw it down. Notre Dame up 9-7. That's the first two-point lead of the night for anybody. So set it to the pin. I learned that from Coach Susan Reed earlier this week. I keep picking up new volleyball lingo the more volleyball broadcasting we do. 9-7 Nikes. Stutzman serve. Benlagi. To Benlagi, back to Benlagi. Great back row hit by Anna. Messina, Deary, knocked out of bounds. Point for the Nikes, and Gabby came to play. 10-7, Notre Dame. Stutzman on serve. She was big Monday night in the three-set victory over Winfield Mount Union for the Nikes. Serves it out wide right, in but right. Now a big hit by the freshman, Presley Myers. The kill for the Crusaders. 10-8, Notre Dame leads. On serve, Brooke Mueller for Coach Friesmeier and the Crusaders. Ball's up, over the net it goes. Parkins, Messina, Deary, awkwardly gets it over. Mueller, Benlagi, to Benlagi, the dump. Notre Dame's ready. What do they call now? A double hit. Okay, that double hit. I know people don't watch a lot of volleyball. I think it's real obvious. I guess I call it a subjective call where they all look very similar to me, but that's why I'm not a volleyball official. Terrence Stevens pounds one down. Grandpa Delbert cheering on right below the press box here like that one. 11-9, Notre Dame back up two. On serve is Taryn Stevens. Statistically, she's been the Nikes' best throughout the season. Played a big role in that semifinal state victory in Cedar Rapids when the Nikes beat Holy Trinity last year. Holy Trinity gets it back over. Parkins to Messina to Deary, but somebody's in the net. Point Nikes, 12-9. Notre Dame in the lead, set one. We'll have some scoring updates as the evening goes on. Stevens almost got the ace, but a good defense by Denning. And that time, Benlagi hit it off the net, kind of bounced around. Notre Dame couldn't get to it, point to the Crusaders. Score from Fairfield, Eddyville 11, West Burlington 8 in set 1. thanks to Great River Health athletic trainer Erin Bush over there taking care of the Falcons, and she's going to keep us posted on scores over there. 12-10 Nikes. Here comes Deary. Oh, boy! I tell you what. All-American. The All-American, Michaela Fecky, is, of course, an assistant for Holy Trinity. She's hit it as hard as anybody I've ever seen. That one Gabby just hit was at least in that range. Holy cow, did she pound that down hard. Good save there by Stutzman. Here comes Stevens. Gets it back over in play. Ben Loggy. To Ben Loggy. Big hit by Box. Blocked by Deary. But Holy Trinity keeps it alive. Notre Dame wasn't ready. They were already celebrating. And Holy Trinity didn't quit. 13-11. HTC cuts it to two. It was a great block, and we thought it was going to hit the ground. And Notre Dame was high-fiving, and they didn't realize that Holy Trinity was going to get it back. There is no quit in the Crusaders. Left-handed serve by Anna Benloggi. Mazina. Deary, right side. Dink! And a diving save. But out of bounds. So Deary with a little finesse for the point there. 14-11 Nikes. Deary on serve. Five dribbles. Ball's in the air. She's in the air. There goes the serve. Deep. Oh, she's not going to be happy about that. That's the third service error for the Nikes. Those are critical. We'll look back at that at the end of the set, see how it stacks up. 14-12 Nikes. There's the serve by Mary Kate Benloggi. Notre Dame struggling to get it back over, and they can't. A little miscommunication between Mazina and Deary. 14-13. Here comes Holy Trinity. Great serve by Ben Loggy. Defended by Deary. Mazina and West gets it over for the Nikes. Ben Loggy's kill is blocked. Diving save by Denning, but just outside of reach, 15-13 Nikes. Mazina on serve. From Fairfield, West Burlington, and Eddyville tied at 15 in set one. Oh, Mazina served one of those lucky bounces off the net. She was due that after a kind of a funky bounce on her first serve that landed the ball out of play. So 16-13 Nikes. Maddie makes up for a previous service error. Here comes the next one over to the far right side. Benloggi to Benloggi, but going to call a double hit again. I'm no expert. That looked like all the other passes I've seen tonight, but I'll trust the officials. 17-13. Holy Trinity wants a timeout. Notre Dame up four in set one. Back after this 30-second break on KBUR.
Brown Shoe Fit in Burlington has the newest styles of brand name shoes and work boots arriving daily. They carry the perfect footwear for any occasion, whether it's work or on the run, while giving you the comfort you need every day. Their knowledgeable and friendly staff will help fit you with the newest footwear while helping you determine the footwear that best fits your needs. It's the quality and comfort you deserve with new fall styles arriving daily at Brown Shoe Fit, 414 North Roosevelt in Burlington.
Welcome back to Carl Johansson Gymnasium, Burlington High School. Casey Fleming, Region 8, Class 1A. Final volleyball between the Nikes of Notre Dame and Holy Trinity from Fort Madison. Right now, Notre Dame up 17-13. And a big thanks to our sponsors tonight. Deary Brothers, West Burlington. Brad Deary Honda. John Korshkin Insurance. State Farm Insurance in Burlington and Washington. And Reed's Landscaping and Turf. And Pools and Christmas Lights. More on that later as Emily Box pounds one home. Nikes block it, but it went out of play. 17-14. Notre Dame leads by three. And Alexa Dingman serving for, I think, the first time of the night for HTC. Mazina back to Stevens. They wanted a double hit. Looked like it might have been. Here's a big hit by Myers. Defended, though, by Mazina. Stutzman to Deary. Back row hit is down and good. Side note, when Deary gets to 10 kills tonight, that'll be career number 1,500, which is a remarkable feat for the Nike senior as Parkins puts the serve in play. Here comes a big hit by Mueller. Block, but out of bounds. Point to the Crusaders, 18-15. Notre Dame up 3 in set 1. All right, now serving is Denning. Parkins to Mazina. Deary. Ooh, almost a double hit by Denning. No call. Now Mueller dumps it over for the Crusaders, but a good play by Mazina. Parkins, back row hit by Deary. Oh, boy, what a hit! Unbelievable and undefendable. So much velocity on that with the placement. Holy Trinity couldn't get to it. 19-15 Nikes. And from Fairfield, West Burlington's comeback. They now lead 21-19 over Eddyville in set 1. Served by Stutzman. Here comes the kill for freshman Preston Myers. And Holy Trinity hanging in there. 19-16 Nikes. Brooke Mueller, the senior, on serve for Coach Friesmeier and the Crusaders. We're in set 1, Region 8 Championship Volleyball. Mazina, Deary. Oh, too much to handle. Now Friesmeier tried to put it back into play. She's capable. I'm sure she was a tremendous player back in her day. And 20-16, Nikes. On serve, Taryn Stevens. Stevens defended well by Ben Loggy. Here comes the hit by Myers. Saved by Parkins. Deary puts it back in play. Ben Loggy. Myers. Down it goes, but it is in. 20-17. Notre Dame leads. Looked like it was wide right from high above the court here at the broadcast booth. I don't know if this is the Ralph White broadcast booth, but it should be. Don Brandt and Ralph White called more games up here than Jim Zobel did for Iowa, or Gary Dolphin and Ed Podolak. And now it's Box with the kill for Holy Trinity, 20-18. So two straight points at a very critical time for the Crusaders. Notre Dame was up 20-16, now 20-18. There's the serve by the Crusaders. Stevens, here comes Deary. Wide right, too much. 20-19, three straight by Holy Trinity. Laura Mamert on serve. Stevens, Stutzman, Deary, little dink. Nice save there off the Ben Loggy hit for Parkins. Here comes Deary. Diving save by Denning in the back row. Back and forth we go. Deary again. Set her down. Deary's there, but they pound it back. Oh, a save by Parkins. Stevens to Stutzman. Back and forth we go. Ben Loggy pounds it down, but Parkins saves it. Mazina, Deary to the pin. Oh, they got it back. I've got no idea how Mueller got that one back, but she did. Now a great save by Deary. Ben Loggy to Box. Saved by Mazina. Deary hit it in the net. We're tied at 20. And I'm not so sure that Mike Davis didn't want a timeout after that. 15-hit rally. That was unbelievable. We will take a 30-second break and be back after this on KBUR.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones Financial Advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 319-753-5693 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Big thanks to our three sponsors. Just come back with a little soup. Reeves Landscaping and Turf. and pools and Christmas lights. Yeah, Reed's Landscaping and Turf can put up Christmas lights for you. If you know where Westbrook Estates is in Burlington, just off of West Avenue, a lot of those houses have the Reed Christmas decorations. Unbelievable. Call Kyle Reed at Reed's Landscaping and Turf for your Christmas light needs. Also, we've got Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda in West Burlington and John Korshkin. State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, John Korshkin and his wife Kim and their crew are there to help you in both Burlington and Washington as Deary got another kill. And now 21-20 Nikes with Matty Knapp on the serve, almost an ace. Great save by Holy Trinity. Big windup and a hit by Mary Kate Benloggy. Sailed out of bounds off the block. Point to Holy Trinity. We're tied back at 21. Oh, set it up by Mazina, but a save again by Mueller. They almost had it. Point to the Nikes, 22-21. Talk about a seesaw battle. The biggest lead has been 4 points by the Nikes. Now the All-Stater, Gabby Deary, on serve. Defended by Mueller. Benloggy to Benloggy. And just absolutely pounds it down to tie things back up at 22. I'm running out of space on my scores sheet. Have to write smaller, I guess. Eddyville wins the first set over West Burlington, 25-22 in Fairfield. We'll keep those scores coming from Aaron Bush over at Fairfield. And now the second lead of the night for Holy Trinity, 23-22. They led 1-0, and they have not led since. Another timeout called by the Nikes with Holy Trinity leading in set one, 23-22. Back in 30 seconds on KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on. And they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large appliance showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
Welcome back to Burlington High School. Carl Johansson Gymnasium. Region 8, 1A. Regional final volleyball. Holy Trinity leads the Nikes 23-22 in set one. Back to action with Mueller with the kill, defended by the Nikes. West, big windup pitch, and down it goes! Aviana West comes through huge to tie things back up at 23. On serve for the Nikes. Maddie Mazina, the senior, leads the state in assists. Three dribbles, balls in the air, serve is, oh! Looked like it was going to be wide right. Holy Trinity plays it. Here comes Mueller with the running hit. Now a back row hit by Deary. Defended by Holy Trinity. Hit by Box. Block into the net and unbelievably saved. I'll tell you what, Holy Trinity's had some magic tonight. But oh, Abby Korshkin! Big game, Abby! Big point for the Nikes! 24-23. I've been saying it for 3 years. Abby Korshkin seems to get points when the Nikes need it. And boy, did they need that one. 24-23 Nikes, set one. Back after this 30-second break on KBUR.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining. And some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Corey Richards, agent, at 319-753-2952 today.
Set one. Notre Dame in the lead. Mazina on serve. Puts it in play. Defended by Snod. Big cross-court hit by Mueller. Terrence Stevens puts it down. Game one. Nikes 25-23. Man, oh man, oh man. Catch your breath. Grab another ice cold beverage and hang in there, because set number two is coming, and set number one was a barn burner. 25-23 Nikes. Back in 2 minutes after this break on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com on TuneIn Radio.
Brown Shoe Fit in Burlington has the newest styles of brand name shoes and work boots arriving daily. They carry the perfect footwear for any occasion, whether it's work or on the run, while giving you the comfort you need every day. Their knowledgeable and friendly staff will help fit you with the newest footwear while helping you determine the footwear that best fits your needs. It's the quality and comfort you deserve with new fall styles arriving daily at Brown Shoe Fit, 414 North Roosevelt in Burlington.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Corey Richards, agent at 319-753-2952 today.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe every house and farm in Southeast Iowa tells a story. If walls could talk, they would tell of the memories made within them. Do you have a goal of finding a new home? Every farm paints a picture. Do you see your family there? Our loan officers are available in 4 counties to listen to your financial goals. We want to help you have a happy ever after in the storybook of your dreams. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones financial advisor. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 319-753-5693. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
High school volleyball on KBUR brought to you by Brad Deary Honda, Deary Brothers, West Burlington, John Korshkin, State Farm Insurance, Burlington and Washington, and Reed's Landscaping and Turf and Swimming Pools and Christmas Lights and about anything else you might need. It's called Kyle. 1-0, set one to the Nikes, 25-23, and Notre Dame will start off with the serve. There's Stutzman's serve. Here comes the return by Ben Logie. Here comes Deary. Big save by Ben Logie to Myers. Diving save by Parkins. Deary again. Oh, just wide left by 6-8 inches. So just like last game, Holy Trinity scores the first point. But they didn't lead again until 23-22. Let's see how Notre Dame responds this time. Brooke Mueller on serve. Parkins, Mazina, Terrence Stevens. Wide right. 2-0 Holy Trinity. A couple other scores of note. Eddyville beat West Burlington and set one over at Fairfield, 25-22. Come on, Falcons. We need you girls to get to Coralville. And New London upset Springville 29-27 up at West Liberty. We'd love to see the Tigers up there at West Liberty or at Coralville as well. So upset brewing in West Liberty as New London beat Springville 29-27. Springville, the team that Notre Dame beat in the state championship match last year, 3-1. Deary got another kill. 2-1 your score here as Terrence Stevens puts the serve in play. Snot to Mueller. Oh, some miscommunication between Parkins and Stutzman leads to a Holy Trinity point. 3-1. So two errors thus far in this game on the Nikes. Served by Holy Trinity. Here comes Deary. Oh, they couldn't handle that one. To Gabby. She's got it in a little different gear tonight. That serve number 10 on the night, which marks her 1,500th career kill. Getting the stats from the best stat guy around, Matt Levins. Thank you, Matt, for that update. What a remarkable milestone for Gabby. But Holy Trinity doesn't care about how many kills Deary has in a career. All they care about is tonight. And after that little setter dump by Ben Loggy, it's now 4-2 Holy Trinity. And now a double hit on Korshkin. So Notre Dame's let some of their game one momentum bleed over to Holy Trinity. On serve for the Crusaders, Reagan Holvit. No, check that. It was 24. That's Anna Ben Loggy, the sophomore. Sailed about 4 feet deep, point to the Nikes. 3-5. Is where we're at. And Deary on serve to Mueller. Ooh, couldn't handle it. Into the stands. But what a save by Ben Loggy. Unbelievable. Mazina, Korshkin. That one is too much to handle. 5-4. Nikes down one. Notre Dame won set one. 25-23. That Korshkin kill put Notre Dame within 1 point in set two. 5-4. Deary on serve. Ball's in the air. Over the net. Denning. Ben Loggy. Dump. But a save by the Nikes. They have a little dive save in their repertoire as well. Ben Loggy's blocked. Stevens. Mazina. West. Boom! Aviana West flying high for the Nikes. Ties things back up at 5. Deary on serve from the far right side of the baseline. To Denning. Ben Loggy. Box. Defended by the Nikes. Mazina. West. Back and forth we go. Ben Loggy setter dump. Knocked back over. And hit it where they ain't. Notre Dame only had Gabby Deary deep. The other five girls were right up front. And an easy point there for Holy Trinity. So 6-5, Holy Trinity leads in this seesaw battle in set two. Great serve there by Ben Loggy, Anna Ben Loggy. Deary tried to put something home from way back row, and it was a little bit deep. Mike Davis says, calm down, don't try too hard. 7-5. Holy Trinity leading here in game two. Nike fans in all black tonight. The student section having a blackout over here at Carl Johansson Gymnasium. And there's Deary putting a blackout on Holy Trinity. 7-6 after the Deary kill. Number 1,502, I think, on her career. She hit 1,500 kills earlier this evening. Notre Dame down one early in the second set. They won the first set 25-23, and Mazina on serve into the net. She was trying to really dump one over the front left corner and caught that white tape and fell on Notre Dame's side of the court. So serve and point go to Holy Trinity. 8-6 Crusaders, and Crusaders give one back. Alexa Dingman tried to do the exact same thing that Mazina just did, and it also fell on the Holy Trinity side of the court. So now 8-7. Notre Dame down one. Ava Parkins on serve for the Nikes. Ben Loggy. Ben Loggy. Mueller. Blocked, but down it goes. And point to Holy Trinity. Good defense by Knapp, but just ricocheted left off of her wrist and hit the hardwood for the Holy Trinity point. 9-7 Crusaders in set two. Serve to Parkins. Mazina. Knapp. point to the Nikes. It was blocked, but blocked out of bounds. You know, Knapp played big for a sophomore on Monday night. Had some timely kills and played some good defense. Just a sophomore. Now Emily Stutzman, senior, on serve. 9-8, Holy Trinity leads in set two. Serve to Benlagi. To Benlagi. To Myers. Now here comes Deary. Kind of pity-pats it over for the Nikes. Mueller winds up and hits one hard. Blocked at the net by the Nikes. And three Nikes hit the serve trying to save it. With no luck. 8-10 Crusaders. Notre Dame just can't quite turn the corner this set. Brooke Mueller serving for Holy Trinity. Right-handed serve. Sails almost deep. Stutzman. Mazina. Right side kill is Stevens, but there is Denning. Into the net, though, blocked by the Nikes. Back and forth we go. Big hit by Myers. Now Deary throws another one down, but they defend it again. Myers into the net. Point. Nikes. 9-10. Notre Dame still down one. Okay. You can hear the echoes throughout the gym. It's a full house for both of these storied teams. Oh, darn it. Terrence Stevens put a little too much heat on that serve. Sailed about a foot deep. 11-9, Holy Trinity leads in set two. Emily Box checks back in for the Crusaders, as well as Laura Mamert comes in for the serve. 11-9, Holy Trinity. Mamert. Here comes Deary. Blocked, but out it goes. Point for the Nikes. I talk about it all the time when I do volleyball. I get that you want to try to block these kills or the hits. So many of them seem to sail out of bounds, but I'm not a volleyball coach. I better stick to coaching golf and fourth grade basketball. more commentary on that later on, maybe, if you're bored. So there's Knapp. Gets the hit back from Holy Trinity. Deary gets a back row hit to go. We're tied at 11. You know, I don't know why they just don't fast forward these sets to like 23 all and just see who can win the last 2 points. These teams are just so close all night long. Ooh! Deary and Anna Benlagi met at the net, and Benlagi got the better of the senior that time. That isn't something you see all that often, and I don't think Gabby's thrilled with that. We'll see if that lights a little fire under the senior. Here's Anna Benlagi on serve for the Crusaders as they lead 12-11. Stevens, Mazina, set her dunk! Can't fire. Point Nikes. Tied at 12. Deary on serve now for the Nikes. Notre Dame going from our left to right in their dark navy blue and gold uniforms. There's Deary serve. Mueller. Benlagi. Box. Just a little tap where Notre Dame wasn't. Great play by Kayla Box, whose mother is a co-worker of mine out of Great River Health. And a big thanks to the folks I report to at Great River for allowing me to moonlight a bit as a radio guy occasionally this time of year. Whoa! Almost a save by West. But now 14-12, Holy Trinity. But a couple big plays there by Box. Mary-Kate Benlagi on serve. Stevens. Met at the net was Mazina, but a save by Notre Dame. Deary gets it back over. Benlagi to Benlagi. Man, we say that a lot, don't we? Mueller blocked at the net, but it drops down. Stutzman couldn't get to it. Point to the Crusaders, 15-12. So a 4-1 run for Holy Trinity right now. And trying to pull in some scores as Notre Dame gets a lucky break there. Holy Trinity was in the net. 15-13, Holy Trinity leads set two. Nike's won set one. And Eddyville leads West Burlington in set two, 18-7. Come on, Falcons. Need a big comeback. Here comes Box. Defended by Mazina. Deary, back row hit, too much. 16-13 Crusaders. And Presley Myers checks back in for Holy Trinity. Tegan Snott will serve for the Crusaders. Stutzman, Mazina, West. Good save by Benlogge. To Benlogge, to Mueller. Deary on the pass. Set by Mazina. Deary, back row hit, defended by Holy Trinity. Back and forth we go. Stutzman, here comes West, winds up and pounds it down for a point. 14-16. Notre Dame trails by two. Hanging in there. Ava Parkins. Defended by Mueller. Cross-court kill defended by Parkins. Here comes West. Just a little bit wide right with that cross-court kill. ...17-14 your score. Holy Trinity leads in set two. Notre Dame won set one. Here comes Mueller. Big hit. Block to the net. Falls to the ground. Point. Holy Trinity. 18-14. Now Notre Dame's going to call a timeout. We'll keep it right here and get you caught up with a few scores. Notre Dame won the opener. 25-23. They only trailed 1-0 and 23-22. They led the rest of the way. And, of course, they scored the last three on a Terrence Stevens kill to win the opening set 25-23. This set, though, has been all Holy Trinity. They jumped out to a 1-0 lead. Notre Dame's had it tied at 11 and 12. And 11 and 12. Now it's 18-14. Notre Dame trails by four. A couple other regional scores of note. Eddyville beat West Burlington in set one, 25-22, and the Falcons trail 18-7 in set two up at Fairfield. So send some cheers the Falcons' way. Kenna Marlowe and Sophia Armstrong and Izzy Ritter and the rest of those girls, it's not too late for them to turn it around and knock off Eddyville. And New London upsets Springville in set number one, 29-27. We should have an update on that pretty soon as service error by Holy Trinity as we get back to action makes the score 18-15 Crusaders leading the Nikes. In set two. Trying to get a lot of score updates from a number of field producers that we have out there. So we'll get all those scores that you know that y'all are texting me here in just a few minutes. But right now, it is 16-18. Notre Dame trails by two. Stutzman on serve. Left-handed serve in play. Snott. Here comes Myers. Defended by Stutzman. Mazina. Deary. Oh, another one for the All-Stater. 17-18. You know, Snott made a great diving effort on that kill by Deary, but to just ricocheted the wrong direction, and Holy Trinity couldn't save that one. Notre Dame down one, 17-18, set two. They're up one, set nothing. Stutzman serve, defended by Holy Trinity, and there it is again. Myers hits it, not very hard, and Notre Dame blocks it, but it just ricochets off where nobody is. So someday I'll understand that. I have to get some tutoring from Coach Mike Davis on that as Mueller puts it in play for Holy Trinity, and Deary, the Sultan of Swing, took a big swat at that one. Woo! 19-18. Notre Dame down one, still trying to tie this one up. If the Nikes could take that 2-0 lead, it would be huge on serve Terrence Stevens. Ball's in play. Mueller. Ben Loggy. Off the net. Yep, they say Notre Dame was in the net. 20-18. Holy Trinity leads. A lot of little intricacies in volleyball with the rules. Cannot touch that net. Anyway, here comes Mazina. And Sutchman got one to go. Oh, wait, that was Maddie Knapp. Again, lucky bounce, but we'll take it. 19-20. Notre Dame down one. They have not led in set two. On serve is the sophomore. Madeline Knapp. Jump serve in play. Mueller, Ben Loggy, to Ben Loggy. Block! We're tied at 20! And guess who blocked it? Big game Abby. We're tied at 20. Porshkin came up huge when the Nikes needed it. Here comes Knapp on the serve. Good play by Mueller. Here comes Box, but blocked into the net by the Nikes. And now 21-20, Holy Trinity. Again, if they don't block it and they let it go, it's an easy play in the back row. I guess you try to block them all, but I'm sure the statistics show why they do that. Well, there you go. Deary with a big kill. Holy Trinity blocked it, but went out of bounds. So 21 apiece after the Deary kill, and Gabby is on serve for the Nikes. Tied at 21. Set two. Notre Dame took the first. Uh-oh. Oh, man! The serve sailed deep, but check this out. Mueller was ready to play it. Snot called her off. I thought Snot was going to play it, but the miscommunication led to an error, and that service error puts Holy Trinity up 22-21. Mazina. Deary. Defended by Ben Loggy. Here comes Mueller. Defended by Stevens. There's West. To Mueller. Ben Loggy. To Box. Oh, man! Just off the outstretched hands of Maddie Knapp. 23-21. Holy Trinity leads. Set two. Ben Loggy serve, defended by Stevens. Mazina, Deary. Almost got it down, and there's Notre Dame on the block. Korshkin and West said, we ain't going down yet. 22-23. Nikes hanging in there in set two. There's the serve by Mazina. The set by Ben Loggy. Box to Mazina. Knapp. Terrence Stevens blocked, and there it goes. Point Holy Trinity, 24-22. Timeout called by the Nikes. Catch their breath, and we will keep it right here. We could be here a long time tonight. 24-22, Holy Trinity leads set two. 25-23, Notre Dame won set one. And 25-13, the score of set two over in Fairfield. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Now up two sets to nothing over West Burlington. You don't think Maureen Heath knows how to come back from an 0-2 deficit? She'll have the girls ready in set three, I guarantee it. And we'll look for another update from West Liberty on the New London score. New London beat second-ranked Springville in set one, 29-27. So it hangs in the balance at Carl Johansson Gym. Burlington High School, Snot serve is deep. Ooh, Notre Dame needed that. Each team has three service errors in set two. 23-24. Nikes down one. Ava Parkins putting it in play for the Nikes. There's the set. There's the hit. And there's the set. She got it down into the corner. Holy Trinity's going bonkers. A big kill by Presley Myers. And there you have it. 25-23, set two goes to Holy Trinity. Back in 2 minutes on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com on the TuneIn Radio app.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Corey Richards, agent, at 319-753-2952 today.
The summer is ending and the crisp fall air is on its way. Winter weather will sneak in before we know it. How's your vehicle? Will it be reliable and safe this winter? Have you been saying for the last few winters that next year you'll have four-wheel or all-wheel drive? I'm Brady with the Danville State Savings Bank, and I can help you get the vehicle you want and need with approved financing through us. Call me today. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brown Shoe Fit in Burlington has the newest styles of brand name shoes and work boots arriving daily. They carry the perfect footwear for any occasion, whether it's work or on the run, while giving you the comfort you need every day. Their knowledgeable and friendly staff will help fit you with the newest footwear while helping you determine the footwear that best fits your needs. It's the quality and comfort you deserve with new fall styles arriving daily at Brown Shoe Fit, 414 North Roosevelt in Burlington.
The summer is ending and the crisp fall air is on its way. Winter weather will sneak in before we know it. How's your vehicle? Will it be reliable and safe this winter? Have you been saying for the last few winters that next year you'll have four-wheel or all-wheel drive? I'm Brady with the Danville State Savings Bank, and I can help you get the vehicle you want and need with approved financing through us. Call me today. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As expected, it's a barn burner at Burlington High School. Casey Fleming high above the court. And Notre Dame and Holy Trinity tied up one set apiece. And just got word from Fairfield. Eddyville now has beaten West Burlington in set 2, 25-13. So they lead 2-0. Sounds like Kenna Marlowe might be out with an injury. That will not help the Falcons' chances. And we also have word out of West Liberty that New London has knocked off Springville in the second set. They now lead 2-0 over number 2 Springville. Right here, it's been 25-23, 25-23. First set went to the Nikes. Second set went to the Crusaders. And it's been the battle that we expected.
Life is anything but stable.
On serve to start things off for Holy Trinity is Denning to Deary to Mazina to Stevens. Oh, point for the Nikes. That breaks trend. Holy Trinity scored the first point in the first two sets, so 1-0 Nikes. Holy Trinity bounced that one back into the net. On serve for the Nikes, Emily Stutzman. Left-hander. Right to the middle of the floor. Ben Loggy to Ben Loggy. Here comes Myers. Blocked! Good save by Brooke Mueller. Now it's Ben Loggy to Mazina. Parkins to the pin. Deary. Got a little bit of paint! No way! Oh, man. That was... Mike Davis was 60 feet away. He couldn't see it, but that ball was in by my eye. So one apiece is the score. Mueller puts a serve in play. Stevens, Mazina, Deary. That one is in. Great defense, though, by Snod. A diving save by the Crusaders. Now a diving save by Stutzman. Here comes Parkins. Gets it over the net for the Nikes. Denning. Ben Loggy. Ben Loggy. Blocked. But a carry by the Nikes at the net. 2-1. Holy Trinity. Serve. Brooke Mueller serving for Holy Trinity. Parkins, Mazina, backside set to Taryn Stevens. That one looked out, but they called it in. I'll take it. We're tied at two. Again, they could probably just throw up 22 all in this game and see who gets the next 3 points. That's all we've seen all night. That's all we've seen for the last 3 or 4 years between these two squads. Of course, Holy Trinity owned the Nikes for over a decade. We'll touch on that when we have a break in a few minutes. We're tied at two right now in set three. Deary is blocked. Oh, but a save by Parkins, but Stutzman couldn't get to it. 3-2, Holy Trinity. Again, it's one set apiece here at Burlington. Tell you what, if you're driving around, if you're going down Roosevelt Avenue or coming out Division, get to this gym. There's exciting high school sports taking place right here between the Nikes and the Crusaders. We're going to play at least two more sets as Deary hits one in the net. 4-2, Holy Trinity. Mike Davis, who spent 8 years in this gym as an assistant, just kind of looks up at the Go Get 'Em Greyhounds fight song banner and thinks, huh. Oh, we need a break, and we got one. Serve into the net by Laura Mamert. 4-3, Holy Trinity leads, set three. We're a set apiece at this match. West Burlington down 2-0. Playing Eddyville, and New London up 2-0 over Springville. Big upset brewing at West Liberty. 5-3 as Taryn Stevens dove and tried to save one. Ricocheted off the Bob Engberg scores table. Are they going to name that scores table after Bob Engberg ever? He's only announced about 973,000 games here at the gym. I'm sure he's probably in attendance. His daughters have been tremendous Notre Dame athletes over the years as the teams battle back and forth. There's a nice outside hit by Denning. Knapp thought it was going to be out, and it caught the corner. 6-3 Holy Trinity. So the Crusaders come out with the momentum here in set three. Again, you play the best of five. So if the first team to win three sets, you play to 25. If you're tied up two sets apiece, you play a fifth game or a fifth set, but only to 15 points. So I would not be shocked if we got to set five tonight. Nice little dump there by Deary. Keeps Notre Dame in this one. 4-6, Nikes trail in set three. Deary's on serve. Mueller, Benlagi to her sister, but a good block there by West. Now West on the kill. Good defense by Box. Deary, Mazina, Korshkin. Boom! Big hit by Abby Korshkin. 5-6. Notre Dame down one. Deary on serve. They need a little run. Get that momentum back. Here's the Deary serve, defended by Mueller. Benlagi blocked. Now Korshkin's little dump is blocked by Box. 7-5 Holy Trinity. Benlagi serve just scoots over the net, defended by Knapp. Back row hit by Stevens into the net. 8-5 Holy Trinity. Timeout, Coach Mike Davis. Notre Dame trying to regroup after dropping the second set and trailing 8-5 in set three. Back in 30 seconds right here on KBUR.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones financial advisor. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 319-753-5693. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Now a little back and black. Notre Dame needs to get back and attack as they trail in set 3, 8-5. We're tied up a set apiece between number 5 Notre Dame and number 11 Holy Trinity. A rematch of last year's state semifinal match that the Nikes won. Of course, they went on to defeat Springville for their second straight state championship. And boy, would they love 3. But right now, they got to get past a very good Holy Trinity team as Ben Loggy puts the serve in play. There's Taryn Stevens with a nice return for the Nikes. Back row hit by Mueller, defended by Stevens. Box. Ben Loggy. Knapp. West. Defended by Ben Loggy. Mueller. Denning. Block. Save. Ben Loggy to Ben Loggy. To Mueller. Saved by Knapp. Mazina. Kushkin. Block. But down it goes. Point for the Nikes. 6-8. Notre Dame trails by 2. Okay, back and forth we go. Both teams still showing plenty of energy. I think they'd be tired after some of these long volleys. Deary defended by Myers in the back row. Mueller to Knapp. Holy Trinity wanted 4 hits on that last. Holy Trinity wanted 4 hits. Now this is unbelievable. So they wanted 4 hits. There's no way. There was a block. There was a block. So Notre Dame blocked it, took 3 shots, got it over. As play continued, Coach Friesmeier pleaded her case with the official, and they stopped play and then said 4 hits about 10 seconds later. I guess I didn't know that you could make calls that much further after the fact. Mike Davis pleaded his case. And one of the few things you can do in volleyball is throw up your hands and replay the point. And that's what they're going to do. So here's Mazina on serve. Notre Dame trailing by 2. Snot. Ben Loggy to Mueller. And the dink. Over. Great save by Mazina. Ben Loggy. Set or dump. Put back by Kushkin. And they got a little bit of that white stripe. 7-8. Notre Dame down 1. A huge play by the Nikes. The diving save by Mazina. The dink by Kushkin. Neither one of these teams are going down easy. Winner goes to state. Loser goes home. Mazina. Service error, 9-7. Holy Trinity, that's her 3rd of the night. Well, keep an eye on that. You cannot have service errors at this level. Both teams have had 2 or 3 each set. Tegan Snott serving for Holy Trinity. 9-7. Crusaders lead in set 3. It's a set apiece right now. Mazina. Kushkin blocked. Kushkin got it back over. Now it's batted out of play. And Friesmeier's livid. Coach Friesmeier not happy. And here come the officials again. So that's 2 straight calls that have been turned over. After play continued, either way, it's 10-7 Holy Trinity. They're not going to reverse it again. It is what it is. I think they call it a carry, but again, I think normally you call those when you see them, not after the coach yells at you and tells you about it. So the volleyball gods say, well, we're going to give Holy Trinity a service error and keep things even. 8-10, Notre Dame down 2, Ava Parkins on serve. Ben Loggy to Ben Loggy to Myers. Deep. 9-10. Notre Dame climbing back into it. On serve, Parkins. 3 bounces. Ball's in the air. Right hand delivery. Defended by Ben Loggy to Ben Loggy. Mueller. Parkins. Diving save. Mazina. West. Myers to Ben Loggy. To Mueller. Blocked out of bounds. Point to Holy Trinity. 11-9 Crusaders. I tell you, if you like sports, if you like competition at the high school level, this is as good as it gets. Denning serve defended by Deary. Parkins, back row hit by Deary into the net. 12-9, Holy Trinity. And West Burlington over in Fairfield down 16-14 in set three against Eddyville. They trail 2-0. They need a little Falcon magic over there as Parkins defends the serve. And there's Stevens who gets it over for the Nikes. And a big hit by Myers. Sails deep. Point Notre Dame 10-12. Nikes down two. So Stutzman will check in for West and she'll serve. Battle-tested coach Melissa Friesmeyer barking out some orders to the Crusaders. Here's Stutzman's serve. Ooh, almost an ace. Great defense by Ben Loggy. There's Myers with a big hit. Parkins couldn't get to it. 13-10, Holy Trinity. Again, this is set three. Notre Dame took the first, 25-23. Holy Trinity took the second, 25-23. Now Brooke Mueller. Ooh, almost served it out. Stutzman played it. Deary pounds one down, but great defense by Denning. Oh, what a back row hit by Mary Kate Benloggy. Woo! Heck of a hit by the junior. 14-10, Holy Trinity. Mueller served great all night long. And here comes the seniors serve again. That Parkins can't handle it. 15-10, Holy Trinity. Biggest lead anybody's had all night. The wind is out of Notre Dame's sails. We'll see if they can catch a little breeze here in set three. They trail by five. Mueller bounces it, spins it, smacks it, and serves it. Ace! Little dink serve right over the net. Taryn Stevens couldn't get to it. 16-10. Scoreboard's wrong. We'll have to keep an eye on that as Mueller serves it to Mazina. Deary. Great defense. Great defense by Holy Trinity. But what are they calling here? Okay, two on a double hit on Holy Trinity. So finally, they break that serving run by Mueller. I think she served for 5 points at 16-11. Notre Dame down five in set three. It's a set apiece between the Nikes and the Crusaders. Taryn Stevens, great serve. Great return by Mueller. No. What? They called a lift on Mazina? I don't know the rules well enough, I suppose, to be too critical of some of these calls. But 17-11, your score. Timeout called by the Nikes. We'll keep it right here. Long way to go. Notre Dame took the first set. Holy Trinity took the second set. Both scores were 25-23. And Holy Trinity leads this one 17-11. So even if Holy Trinity wins this one, they got to still win another one. And it's going to be a dogfight right on down to the very end. And as we've mentioned throughout the broadcast, West Burlington trailing Eddyville 2-0 and down 2 points in set three, 16-14, thanks to Great River Health Orthopedics athletic trainer Aaron Bush and Jason and April Marlowe for keeping us posted on that score. And from West Liberty, New London, big upset bid there. They're leading Springville 2-0. Springville came in a huge favorite and ranked second in the state. Right here, it's number 5 Notre Dame and number 11 Holy Trinity. Holy Trinity hasn't beat Notre Dame in a while. About 2 years. But before that, Holy Trinity had beat Notre Dame 10 years straight. That's a carry, crying out loud. I don't know how I didn't call that. But the carry that I thought was a carry that wasn't called sailed out of bounds. Point to the Nikes, 12-17. Notre Dame down 5. But yeah, there was like a decade where Holy Trinity beat Notre Dame. A decade. And Notre Dame's won all the matches for a couple of years, so it's been a little back and forth. And tonight's been back and forth as Ben Loggy with the big hit, saved by Knapp. Block. Back to the Nikes. Mazina. Deary. Blocked out of bounds. Point Nikes. 13-17. And the Nike faithful getting back in it. Oh, my old buddy Jack O'Neill, one of the middle schoolers, leads some of the young kids in a cheer over there. My daughter Rowan probably, you know, she's probably trying to watch somebody's phone or something is what she's probably trying to do. But either way, 13-17, Notre Dame serve. Blocked at the net. Here comes Korshkin into the net. Point for Holy Trinity, 18-13. Notre Dame in trouble this set. Here comes the left-handed serve from Anna Benloggi. Mazina insistent to Deary. She's blocked at the net on the little tip. 19-13. Holy Trinity. All right, Nikes. Better get things turned around. Here comes Korshkin. Not to be denied this time. Great set by Mazina to the pin. Korshkin threw it down, 14-19, and your all-stater, Gabby Deary, on serve for Notre Dame. I know her sisters are listening wide and far in Chicago, Omaha. Hug and kiss those phones, radios, whatever you're listening to. We need all the help we can get. Mazina, set, West. Ooh, almost into the net, but great defense by Holy Trinity. Benloggi. Dug out by the Nikes. Back row hit by Deary. Denning. Benloggi. Box. Down it goes. For Kayla Botts. A big hit. For the senior. 20-14. Holy Trinity leads in this pivotal third set. We're tied a set apiece. Mary Kate Benloggi on serve. Knapp to West. Great save by Denning and Snot. And there's Benloggi. Mazina, back row hit by Deary. Great save by Snot. Mary Kate to Anna. Got it to go. 21-14. It's all Holy Trinity in set number three. Now, Coach Friesmeier's got her famous purple folder out calling out service locations. It's Mary Kate Benloggi on serve. The junior. Right to Stevens. Mazina. Quick hit to Korshkin. Great save by Snot. Benloggi. Mueller. Right to Stevens. Mazina. West. Blocked out of bounds. Point to the Nikes. Man, oh man, do they need that one. 15 for the Nikes. 21 for the Crusaders. Maddie Mazina on serve. She's had two service errors tonight. Let's see what she can do. She's one of the best we've got. Ooh, almost an ace. A great serve by Mazina. Benloggi to box. She's blocked, and the Nikes are going to get that one. Great block by Korshkin. 16-21. Coach Friesmeier wants a timeout. Before the Nikes get too much momentum, Coach Friesmeier is going to calm the troops a little bit. I say it all the time. High school sports is so much about emotion. Basketball, football, softball. When kids get excited and they're performing at a high level, things can happen fast. And you can sense Notre Dame having a little bit of a momentum swing right now, and they need one. Down five right now in set number three. First two sets were split, 25-23. Notre Dame won the first. HTC won the second. And now Holy Trinity 21, Notre Dame 16 here in set three. Again, huge thanks to our local sponsors, Brad Deary Honda and Deary Brothers in West Burlington, Nissan, Toyota, GM at the West Burlington Deary Brothers. Of course, over Brad Deary Honda, you got a tremendous selection. Have you seen those new Honda Pilots? Seems fantastic. One of the biggest third row seats you can find in that size SUV. Thanks to Deary and John Korshkin, State Farm Insurance, Burlington and Washington. Doesn't matter what you want to insure, John Korshkin can help you out. And Reed's Landscaping and Turf and Christmas Lights and Pools. Kyle Reed can do it all as we get back to action. Set it up, Korshkin! Boom! 17-21. Notre Dame fighting and clawing back. Students are getting into it. Fans are getting into it. I got Dave Reif and Matt Rinker over there really jumping around, getting into it. Back row hit by Ben Loggy. Oh, man, she dumped it right over Korskin. What a smart play by Mary Kate Ben Loggy to put Holy Trinity up 22-17. On serve, Taylor Box. Puts it in play. Deary, Mazina. Korskin blocked by West, 23-17. And my volleyball expert, Jason Marlowe, always said, once somebody gets a 23, it is tough to come back. Box, serve to Knapp. Deary, Stevens. Box returns it. Ben Loggy, Myers, you heard it. Down it goes, 24-17. Notre Dame hanging on by a thread here in set three. It's a set apiece. And Holy Trinity leads set three, 24-17. Caleb Box on serve. Right-handed serve goes to Knapp. West to Stevens. Box, Ben Loggy. To Stevens. To Mueller, gets it over. Terrence Stevens carried it. Point to Holy Trinity, 2-1 Crusaders. Back with set number four after this on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com on the TuneIn Radio app.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, it doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones financial advisor. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 319-753-5693. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Corey Richards, agent, at 319-753-2952 today.
Life happens, and when it does, sometimes that means time to change your home. Growing families, empty nest, and everything in between can mean time for more space, downsizing, and renovating. I'm Connor with Danville State Savings Bank, and I want to help you with a mortgage or home equity loan. Together with your good credit, we can make sure your home fits with your life. Call me today so we can chat about what you need. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's lived up to its billing of the volleyball match of the year in Southeast Iowa. It is Holy Trinity, two sets. Notre Dame one, winner goes to state. Loser gets out in basketball shoes and goes home for the volleyball season. Notre Dame came out, won the first set, 25-23. It was back and forth all the way. Holy Trinity led the entire second set. Notre Dame came back and tied things up at 20, and it was 23-24 before Holy Trinity won set two, 25-23. And set three was pretty much all Holy Trinity. Notre Dame was down. Now, the closest they were was 9-10, and then it got to be 15-10. That five-point service run by Brooke Mueller was the difference there, because Notre Dame couldn't come back. 25-17 was the score of set three, and it is 2-1. But still plenty of time to come back. for the Nikes.
A couple other scores. Looks like West Burlington dropped the third set. 25-21. Unfortunately, West Burlington season is over. What a run those seniors have had. And last we knew, New London was up 2-0 over Springville. Now Notre Dame starts off with a service error. Not the way you want to start off the fourth set. Now here comes Brooke Mueller, who served about a dozen points in that last set. To Parkins, to Mazina, Taryn Stevens. Great hit, and down it goes. So Snot hit it back up by the net. She's barking out orders. She wanted somebody to do something they didn't do. So we're tied at one on serve Taryn Stevens. Notre Dame down 2-1 to 11th ranked Holy Trinity. Denning, Ben Loggy, Myers, out. Barely out. But we'll take it. 2-1 Nikes. So Taryn Stevens, who's been great in the postseason, on serve, puts it in play for the Nikes. Denning, Ben Loggy, to Ben Loggy. Stevens, Stutzman, and Deary. Here comes the set and hit by Myers. Blocked by Deary. Big block for the senior. 3-1. Notre Dame jumps out to a quick lead in set four. Taryn Stevens, right-handed serve. Defended by Denning. To Mary Kate, to Anna. Defended by the Nikes. Deary put it down, but defended by Ben Loggy. Ben Loggy set it up. Stevens got it back for the Nikes. Ben Loggy. Ben Loggy to Ben Loggy. Down it goes. Point Holy Trinity. 3-2 Nikes. Box checks in for Myers and on serve for Holy Trinity is Memmert. Of course, Holy Trinity's without one of their better players in Natalie Randolph that got hurt with a knee injury earlier this season. Just hated to see that. I'm good friends with her dad, Dr. Brad Randolph, a dentist, and his wife, Jan, and of course, you know, she comes from a long line of athletes. Her sisters were tremendous. And she'll be back. She'll rehab. She'll be back. She's just a junior, but you hate to see her on the bench with a big knee brace and crutches tonight. But those Holy Trinity girls are fighting hard for their buddy Natalie tonight, no doubt about it. 4-2. Notre Dame leads here in set three. They trail 2-1 as Korshkin winds up and pounds one down. Snod got a save, and oh, my goodness, Mueller. From the hallway, got it back, and almost got it over the net for Holy Trinity. 5-2 Nikes. Coach Friesmeier saying, calm down, girls, calm down. Mike Davis for the Nikes, he's always calm. He's Mr. Calm for the Nikes. And here comes the hit by Ben Loggy. Down it goes. Nikes blocked it, but just kind of trickled to the floor. Nobody there to defend it. 5-3, Notre Dame leads. All right, here comes the sophomore, Anna Ben Loggy, to Stevens. Set it up, Mazina! A little family affair here, too. Of course, Maddie Mazina and Taryn Stevens, cousins. Their mothers or sisters, both were standout athletes at Notre Dame. Back in, we'll say the day, I won't give years, I don't want to get in trouble after the game. Deary on serve, defended by Mueller. Anna Ben Loggy to her sister. Slams it home! Oh, almost a great save by Knapp, but it sailed out of bounds by about a foot. 6-4, Holy Trinity. And Mary Kate Ben Loggy serving. But hold on, we got something going on. I don't know what. But Coach Friesmeier. Oh, this is going to be classic. This is going to be classic. So my brother, the world-famous Pee-wee, sitting in the first row, and Coach Friesmeier stopped play and had him move. So he's moved back a row, and now we can continue play. Great save by Stutzman. Set it up by Korshkin. Here comes the hit and block for the Nikes. Ben Loggy to Mueller. Blocked. West to Mazina. Back row hit by Deary. Great save by Ben Loggy. To Ben Loggy. Set it up. Returned by Korshkin. Back and forth we go. Mueller. Cross court to Deary. West. Oh, it just sailed out far wide right. So, I don't know. I can provide some commentary. I think it's interesting that Coach Friesmeier called timeout and stopped play to move one guy off of one side of the bench. But on the front row behind their bench, there's three people. And on the front row on the other side, there's two people. But I don't know. I guess my brother's more important than them. We'll leave it at that as Notre Dame now is tied with Holy Trinity and set 3-6 apiece. Korshkin shots blocked. Diving save by West. But Mazina couldn't get there. That's the first lead of this set for Holy Trinity. And Mary Kate Benloggy's got three or four straight points on serve. Parkins to Stevens to Deary. Benloggy to Box. And the block is out of bounds. Point to Holy Trinity. Timeout Nikes. Trailing by two in set three, set four. Nikes trail 2-1. Back in 30 seconds on KBUR.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Welcome back to Burlington High School. It's Region 8. Final volleyball. Notre Dame trails Holy Trinity 2-1. And trail in set 4, 8-6. And Holy Trinity's on serve, and they've got the momentum. With Mary Kate Benloggy on serve. Taryn Stevens returns it. Mazina to Korshkin. Needed that point. 7-8. Nikes down a point on the nice hit by Korshkin. Here comes Maddie Mazina, the senior. She'll serve. She leads Class 1A in assists with over 900 on the season. That serve defended by Ben Loggy. Set by Ben Loggy. Great hit by Box. Deary couldn't get to it. 9-7. Holy Trinity. And the 6-foot freshman. Presley Myers checks back in as Box puts the serve in play. Parkins, Mazina, Stevens. Woo! Kind of pity pats it over the net. Deary on the back row puts it in play for the Nikes. Korshkin hits it hard. Holy Trinity responds. Parkins. Mazina, West, got it. Blocked back into the net by Holy Trinity. Point to the Nikes, 8-9. Ava Parkins, right-handed serve to Ben Loggy. He passes it to Ben Loggy. Myers knocks it over. Here's Mazina, Stevens, blocked by Myers. And here's Denning. Oh, just bounced over the net. Parkins, back row hit by Deary. Tipped and knocked back by Snot. Here comes Myers. Far out wide right. Steve Getz, good play over there. And Father Marty, quick hands. Well, Father Marty was a heck of a basketball player. He played on the state qualifying basketball team for Keokuk Cardinal Stritch back in the 80s. As Parkins has it tied up, 9 apiece. Her serve defended by Mueller. Myers to Deary. Mazina. Stevens. Oh, almost got it to go. Great defense by Holy Trinity. Myers knocks it over to Parkins. Mazina. West. A beautiful save by Snot. Hit what I call the barbershop pole. Although now I've learned that's called the pin, according to assistant coach Susan Reed. As the Nikes crawl back, take a 10-9 lead. So there's still life in these girls yet. Again, it's 2-1, Holy Trinity. First two were barn burners, but Holy Trinity won the third set pretty easily. Now Notre Dame leads by one. Parkins gets it back over for Notre Dame. Ben Loggy. Fry. Oh, what a return! Return by Maddie Mazina. It was Myers on the big kill. Mazina dove and got it over the net. Just inside that pin. Dropped on the stripe. Timeout. Coach Friesmeier, and Notre Dame leads 11-9. Again, if you're just joining us, you play the best of five. This is the regional final. The winner goes to state. Right now it's 2 sets for Holy Trinity and 1 for the Nikes. Nikes won the opener 25-23. Holy Trinity won set 2, 25-23. Holy Trinity kind of owned the third set, 25-17. And now Notre Dame up 11-9. Should Notre Dame win this set, you'd go to a fifth set, which is a 15-point tiebreaker match. Or tiebreaker set. So Holy Trinity wins this. It's over 3-1. And Crusaders advance. So we shall see. But right now Notre Dame's got a little bit of momentum. West Burlington went down, unfortunately, to defeat tonight 3-0 to Eddyville. And last we knew, New London won 2 sets and are up 2-0 over number 2 Springville. We'll get an update on that in a few minutes as well. And as we get back to action, a big thanks to our sponsors tonight. Reed's Landscaping and Turf and Pools and Christmas Lights. They do it all. John Korshkin, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. The Korshkins are there. Well, like a good hitter, Presley Myers was there to tie things back up at 11 for Holy Trinity. But, John Korshkin, State Farm Insurance, Burlington and Washington. And, of course, Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda in West Burlington, all supporters of Notre Dame Athletics. There's the Denning serve. Here's the back row hit by Deary. Diving save by Snot. And now a back row hit by Holy Trinity. A good one by Mary Kate Benloggy. West winds up and hits it a little bit deep. Tied back up at 11. 11 apiece. Set number 4. Notre Dame needs to win this set or their season is over. Denning serve defended by Parkins. Mazina. Back set. We're going to call a 2 on that. Okay. Again, I'm not enough of a volleyball expert to know, but I'll just leave it alone. So 11-12. Holy Trinity leads. Here comes the Denning serve. Knapp defends it. Big hit by Taryn Stevens. Count it. So we're tied up at 12. Again, this is a rematch of last year's state 1A semifinal that went to the Nikes. All three, it was 3-0 Nikes, but 6 points separated these teams. So we know how good they both are. As Myers winds up and hits a big shot, but Deary blocked it. And now Holy Trinity puts it back in play. Mazina, Deary! What a save by Snot! Whoa! Mazina, Deary! Can't get to that one! And she is fired up. 13-12 Nikes. On serve, Emily Stutzman. Senior Brooke Mueller leading the cheers on the other side of the court for Holy Trinity as Stutzman puts it in play. Denning to Myers to Mueller. Ooh, oh no, they watched it fall and it was in. Parkins and Stutzman are like, yeah, and they let it go, and it fell in by about 6 inches. So now we're tied back up 13. I guess you'd call that a campfire. My man Chin Nguyen would call that a campfire when you're standing around watching. But it happens. It happens. 13 apiece. Mueller serve. Defended by Parkins. Mazina. Deary. Blocked. Great save by Denning. Here comes Venloggy. Down for one. 14-13 Crusaders. Just absolute stellar competition between these two squads. Brooke Mueller, who's served about 90 points tonight on serve for the Crusaders. Parkins defends it. Mazina to the pin. Deary pounds it home. We mentioned it earlier. She hit her 1,500th career kill earlier tonight. Now the Nikes have it tied back up at 14.
Did you hear a New London score?
So we're hearing now that New London and Springville are in the fourth set. Oh, man, Terrence Stevens put a little too much gas on that one. Out by about a foot. And good communication there by Holy Trinity. You heard him screaming, I'm sure, from where you're sitting. They knew that was going to sail long. Notre Dame down one. They're running out of points, 15-14. That serve sails long by Memmer. Tied back up at 15. Again, Holy Trinity wins this set. They go to state. Notre Dame wins this set. We go to that 15-point tiebreaker. See what these girls are made of. Great serve by Knapp. Box to Stevens for the Nikes. Mazina to Korshkin. Great save by Snod. Denning, block, Deary. 16-15 Nikes. A lot of fight left in these seniors. But right now it's a sophomore on serve. Maddie Knapp. And it's a beaut. Mueller cannot handle it. Oh, man, what a save by Snod. Mazina. Oh, man, it was a little tip by Korshkin. But the freshman. No, that was Mary Kay Benloggy. Thought it was Myers. It was Benloggy. Great athletic reaction. She just got her left hand on it. Tipped it back to the Nike side. Tied at 16. Anna Benloggy serves to Stevens, to Mazina, and a big hit by Abby Korshkin. 17-16, Nikes. Ava Parkins and Aviana West check back in for fifth-ranked Notre Dame. Notre Dame took the first two matches this season from Holy Trinity, and we always say it's tough to beat anybody three times in a row. But Notre Dame's giving it their all as Deary puts the serve in play. Mueller gets it over, blocked by Korshkin. Mazina, set it up. But they're there to respond. I'll tell you what. Oh, too much. It's deep. Just a little too much on that one for Holy Trinity. And now Notre Dame up 18-16. And a timeout called by Coach Friesmeier. We will keep it right here with Notre Dame leading 18-16 in set number four. Notre Dame trails 2-1. And again, the winner goes to state. If Notre Dame loses this set, it's 99 Nikes. So, yeah, timeout. And, Notre Dame just kind of hanging out over there. They look calm. Taryn Stevens sitting down drinking some water. The rest of the girls standing up. 7-year-old assistant coach Grace Reed down there chiming in, getting the girls fired up. Of course, last year we talked a lot about the rally for Reed Foundation. Coach Susan Reed's nephew, Reed Gleason, passed away at a young age, and they continue to raise money for childhood cancer. And we're going to get a quick update on one of the scores. So New London and Springville now tied up 2 sets apiece. New London took the first 2. Springville took the second 2, going to that 5th set. That's exactly what the Nikes are trying to do here now, as Gabby Deary, the All-Stater, on serve. In play to Mueller. Snot. Big hit by Benloggy. Oh! Notre Dame's pass got into the net and Mazina couldn't handle it. 18-17. With the junior, Mary Kate Benloggy, the 5'9 junior, on serve. Nikes get it back. Korshkin gets it over. Here's Mueller. Blocked by Korshkin. A diving save by Ben Logie. Another block by Korshkin. Oh, they're meeting at the net. Who's going to win it? Oh, Holy Trinity got it back. Stevens, Mazina, West! Oh, a great block by Box. Ben Logie to Mueller. Saved by Parkins. Mazina, Deary, got it! 19-17 Nikes. Hang on tight. This one is a barn burner. 19-17 Nikes. Set four. They trail Holy Trinity 2-1. Carl Johansson Gymnasium is packed. We talked at the outset about some of the tremendous competition we've seen in this gym. Of course, 1987 state champion basketball team. Last year's state champion, or a state tournament qualifying team here on Don Gibbs Court, the legendary Don Gibbs. Oh man, I miss Don. He passed away a few years ago as Mazina puts her serve in play. Ben Logie to Box. And she just kind of dinked it over to the corner. Nikes weren't home. 19-17. Check that, 19-18. Notre Dame leads by one. Kayla Box on serve. Great serve. Good defense by Stevens. Now Stevens on the hit. Deep. Tied back up at 19. 19 apiece. Notre Dame had an opportunity there to take a four-point lead. But Holy Trinity scores three straight. Ties back up 19. Box on serve. Parkins to Mazina. To Korshkin. Blocked. 20-19. Holy Trinity. Notre Dame's running out of chances, folks. I'd love to see this thing go to five. And a service error by Holy Trinity has it tied at 20. Woo! Heck, I'm tired, and I'm just the radio guy. Ava Parkins on serve. Snod. Ben Logie, Myers, set by Parkins. Here comes Deary. Yes, sir! 21-20 Nikes. A big hit by Gabby. Ava Parkins, Nikes leading 21-20. Right-handed serves in the air. Ben Logie to Ben Logie. Myers, what a play by Parkins. Here's West. Gets it back. Mueller. Myers. Out! Oh, no! Woo! Hit the far, deep left corner to tie things back up at 21. Again, Notre Dame trailing 2-1. They got to win this one to stay alive. Denning, serve, returned by Knapp. Mazina. Deary. Holy Trinity. Here comes Myers. Down it goes. 22-21. The freshman coming up big for Holy Trinity. Timeout in the action. We'll take a 30-second break and be back with Notre Dame trailing by one on KBUR.
At Pleasant Grove Savings Bank, we believe every house and farm in Southeast Iowa tells a story. If walls could talk, they would tell of the memories made within them. Do you have a goal of finding a new home? Every farm paints a picture. Do you see your family there? Our loan officers are available in four counties to listen to your financial goals. We want to help you have a happy ever after in the storybook of your dreams. We're Pleasant Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Carl Johansson Gymnasium, Don Gibbs Court, Burlington High School. Casey Fleming up here in what I call the Ralph White Press Box. I don't know if that's the official name, but that's what I call it. Don Brandt's got SEC. I'm giving Ralph White Burlington. So Notre Dame down 2-1. They're down a point, 22-21 in set three. Denning on serve. Here comes the return. Maddie Knapp. Good hit, but defended by Holy Trinity. Back row hit by Ben Logie. Saved by Deary. Mazina to Stevens. Deep. 23-21. Holy Trinity, 2 points away from state. Will the Deary era come to an end tonight at Burlington High School? On serve, Denning. Knapp, Mazina. Stevens puts it down. Great defense, though, by Ben Loggy. Myers, Mazina, Deary. What a save by Snot. A battle at the net. Back and forth we go. Here comes Mueller. Set or dump. Saved by West. Mazina. Deary. Oh, almost down, but a diving save by Ben Loggy. Mueller. Saved by Parkins. Mazina. Deary. Saved again. Man, oh man, what a rally. And there it is. A big hit by Presley Myers. Puts Notre Dame 1 point away from elimination. On serve is number 16, Tegan Denning. You score 24-21. Knapp, Mazina, Terrence Stevens into the net. Goes the ball. And into the net goes the season for the Nikes. The run is over for the Nikes. Coach Friesmeier throws her papers in the air in celebration. And the tears are flowing for Notre Dame. 25-21. Your final in set four. Holy Trinity advances by downing number five Notre Dame, who is stunned. Here at Carl Johansson Gymnasium. Your set scores, 25-23 Nikes, 25-23 Holy Trinity, 25-17 Crusaders, and 25-21 Holy Trinity. What a run for the Nikes. A historic back-to-back state championship run comes to an end tonight at Burlington High School. To the hands of our tribal, Holy Trinity. Hats off to the Crusaders. They played hard. They made some amazing defensive saves. And they advanced to the state tournament next week in Coralville. We'll be back to wrap this one up in 1 minute on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com on the TuneIn Radio app.
At Pleasant Grove Savings Bank, we believe every house and farm in Southeast Iowa tells a story. If walls could talk, they would tell of the memories made within them. Do you have a goal of finding a new home? Every farm paints a picture. Do you see your family there? Our loan officers are available in four counties to listen to your financial goals. We want to help you have a happy ever after in the storybook of your dreams. We're Pleasant Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones financial advisor. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 319-753-5693. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
In high school, Carl Johansson Gymnasium and Don Gibbs Court. I know Don Gibbs was up there in heaven cheering on the Nikes, but it was Holy Trinity's night, and we wish the Crusaders the best as they head back to state for like the 37th time under Coach Friesmeier. And they'll do well up there. They're playing well right now. Their defense is in gear. I don't keep stats, but I don't know how many saves or whatever, or digs, whatever you want to call them. But man, oh man, they just answered every call Notre Dame had. And, it was 3-1. Notre Dame came out, won the first set 25-23. It was back and forth the whole way. And, the Nikes never led in game two, although it was 24-23. And, actually they tied it at 20. And it was close all the way, but 25-23 in set two. And you kind of thought, all right, who's going to get set three? And and get the momentum. Of course, you're open for the Nikes. At least I am, as a Nike fan and an alum. But Holy Trinity just came out with all the momentum in set three and ran away with it 25-17. Notre Dame jumped out to an early lead, 10-9. They were up, I think it was 16-13 at one point, had a chance to take a four-point lead. And a big serving run by Brooke Mueller, who served fantastically all night long, brought it back. They were tied at 21, and the last 4 points in set four go to the Crusaders. So not to be lost, another tremendous season by the Nikes. They wrap up their campaign with a record of 31-13 and number five in the state, but they will not be going back to state. But definitely nothing to bow your head about, back-to-back state champs. Not many people in, nobody in Southeast Iowa can say that in high school volleyball. So, they are still, a team of a destiny that we will look back on and remember for decades to come. But tonight was not their night, but credit Holy Trinity. They played hard. They played great defense. And we say goodbye to some great seniors, of course, starting off with Gabby Deere, the All-Stater, over 1,500 career kills. Just an unbelievable career for Gabby Deere. She advances on to her college career at the University of Iowa. She'll be a Hawkeye. We're looking forward to watching Gabby up there in Iowa City in years to come. We graduate Breck McVeigh and Ava Parkins, who played great tonight, as well as Emily Stutzman, who served and played very well throughout the postseason. Maddie Mazzina, leading assist, leader of assists in Class 1A for the state of Iowa, played huge all season long. And, of course, Abby Korshkin, who I've nicknamed Big Game Abby, and she had some big game moments tonight, but just not enough of them. And again, the Nikes fall short. 3-1. Congratulations to Holy Trinity and the Crusaders. All my friends down there in Lee County, wish you guys the best, the Randolphs and the Crabtrees and all those folks. You guys have fun up there at Coralville and bring home a championship. West Burlington fell 3-0 at Eddyville, and last we knew, New London and Springville were in set number five. So that will do it for this volleyball season. Big thanks to Chris Arnett back at the River Park Play Studios, making me sound like I somewhat know what I'm doing. And of course, our game sponsors, Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda, John Korshkin, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there in Burlington and Washington, the John Korshkin Agency, and Reed Landscaping and Turf and Swimming Pools and Christmas Lights. They do it all. That's Reed's Landscaping and Turf. We thank our sponsors. We thank Steve Hexum and Ben Vogel and Sherry Porterfield and everybody at the KBUR studios, and Chris Arnett, our producer tonight. So for the Nikes, one more time, it's Holy Trinity off to state, and the Nikes season is over. Holy Trinity advances, knocking off fifth-rated Notre Dame 3-1. Thank you for listening, and we'll keep you posted if any local teams are going to be covered if they end up going to state. But that's it for me tonight from Burlington High School on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com. Good night.
Notre Dame Girls High School Tournament Volleyball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR has been brought to you by Deary Brothers in West Burlington and Brad Deary Honda, Reed's Landscaping and Turf, and John Korshkin State Farm Insurance. Tonight's game was also brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Corey Richards American Family Insurance, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Reinschmidt's Flooring America, the All-Star Made Right Diner, Standard of Beaverdale, Bickle Cycling and Fitness, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Getting help from Russia. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Biden administration says...